I'm Tracy Ellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. You're calling for vaccinations for educators. Talk about that effort.
Well, I was really proud. I organized a letter as the ranking Republican member on the Senate's Education Committee, along with the chair of the Education Committee in both the House and the Senate, and the ranking Republican member in the House, to urge the governor and the Department of Health to provide opportunities for school employee vaccinations as early as next month. The governor's original vaccine plan separated out so some school employees could get vaccinated in February, but others would have to wait until spring. And if the timeline slipped, basically by the time the school employees would get their two doses 3 weeks apart, it would basically be the end of the school year, which I thought was ridiculous. So we sent this letter to the governor and Department of Health, and it's created a groundswell of support to protect the people who are providing and helping to fulfill our state's paramount duty.
Then you had another idea for school worker vaccinations.
As a follow-up to that letter that I organized to the Department of Health and the governor, I then issued a call on the governor to designate February 1st as a statewide school employee vaccination day. And school employees would include administrators, teachers, and support staff who are providing this essential service. We could basically, it's 2 weeks from now, the governor could consider the influx of vaccines that the federal government will soon be releasing, along with the other vaccines that have gone unused in our regions. And I'm calling upon the governor and the Department of Health to release their top-down control over the vaccine distribution process, to allow the local healthcare providers, in cooperation and in coordination with their local school districts, to coordinate a process to get their school employees vaccinated. Basically, the school districts could send the health providers a list. The school employees could show up wearing masks in a line 6 feet apart, present their identification cards, and we can start getting these vaccinations in the people's arms of the people who are in a significant need.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.